As we mentioned, the situation in Indonesia is among the worst, and the news from the province of Aceh is especially bad. Reporter Paul Dillon spoke to us from the town of Lok Sumawe in the eastern part of the province.
Aceh bore the seismic activity as well as the tsunami, so it's sort of a double hit. In Lok Sumawe, where I am at the moment, the survivors here are telling us that they felt the quake quite strongly at the time that we've all agreed on that the main quake hit, which is about 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was 15 or 20 minutes before the water wall struck the shore.
Can you describe what you've seen as you've made your way up the coast there of Aceh province?
Well, if you've ever seen images of what happens when there's severe mudslides, this is sort of the same principle in reverse. Massive quantities of soil and mud and debris from the seabed have been thrown up onto the land. The mud issue is, for the people who are less affected, is their principal concern. Their homes are chest deep in this gelatinous, smelly brown mud. As you move further up the coast, the damage becomes more apparent. You see entire neighborhoods where the housing has been sort of sheared off on the pontoons that they sit on.
Is there any hope at this point of rescuing anybody who might be trapped in the rubble, trapped in the debris or the mud?
Yeah, it's an issue we've discussed. I mean, I think that it's safe to say, though, I mean, we would all love to be proved wrong, that there's not unlikely to find any more survivors. Most of the people who died died from, you know, the blunt trauma of being, you know, picked up and driven into the ground by the force of the waves, or they drowned. So the likelihood of people, some, you know, miraculous situation similar to that, for example, in the Philippines and elsewhere where earthquakes have dropped buildings and weeks later people have been pulled out alive, I think that's highly unlikely in this case.
What are people there telling you, Paul, about, for those lucky enough to have survived, about how they're going to try to put their lives back together?
Well, in Lok Sumawe, the nature of the damage is such that in many cases the people are confident that they can rebuild. That will not, of course, be the case in other parts of the country where the entire infrastructure has been destroyed. In the capital, Banda Aceh, it's going to be years and years before these people are going to get back on their feet.
Paul Dillon, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Reporter Paul Dillon spoke to us from the town of Lok Sumawe on the eastern coast of Aceh province.